Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 17th, 2006. Today's message is titled, A Faithful Man. There's two scripture texts, both from Proverbs today, Proverbs 20, verse 6, and 28, verse 20. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find? And then, a faithful man will abound with blessings. Yesterday, I shared a story about my mom and her love for others. I hope as I write my story, you will also reminisce about those who've loved you. Today, I would like to share a message using my dad as an example. He passed away in 1998 and would have had his 87th birthday today, so that is on my heart. My mom was outgoing and gregarious. My dad was quiet and I suppose not really much of a people person. My mom carried that distinction for both of them. But Dad had a deep love for his wife and children, and we all knew it. His love was shown especially in certain memorable moments. He also loved his grandkids, and they all had such great memories of him. Today, Esther was sharing of some particular memories. Due to distance and a relatively young age when he died, they are limited. But she recalls falling asleep on his rather substantial belly when he would hold her in his big, easy chair. It could be that photos we took of his grandpa-granddaughter time together prompts her distant memories. My dad taught me faithfulness, not so much by his words, but by his example. He and Mom were married for 53 years. He was faithful in his marriage vows, provided for his kids, and was a man of integrity in his business dealings. The truth of the daily scripture is often most evident in the later years of life. I know quite a number of believers who are just coming out of a life of sin and are still dealing with the consequences of their past. That includes a number of you listening to this podcast as you shared stories via email with us. I remind you that faithfulness has its rewards, both in this life and the one to come. Even though you are actually abounding in blessings now, salvation being the greatest one, you can become discouraged with present trials. God's word is ever true. Perhaps you need to consider someone you know who has served God faithfully for many years and observe how they abound with blessings. I suppose you know some people like my dad, don't you? I've met several in my life, but not as many as I would like. And they're getting harder and harder to come by. Character qualities like faithfulness, steadfastness, and consistency sound boring to many people today, but they still matter to God. A faithful man will abound with blessings, and he does, both in this life and the life to come. And I'm confident that my dad has heard those wonderful words from the supremely faithful one. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Jesus, may my life be marked by faithfulness and integrity. I know that these character traits are not developed over a short period of time. Obedience does bring blessing, and it does bring eternal reward. Help us not to become weary in doing good, for at the proper time that you have ordained, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Amen. Little side note, interestingly, this day on our calendar is marked by two major events with our fathers. Stephen's dad celebrated his birthday on this day, and my father went to be with the Lord on this day 6 years ago. So it holds great sentiment for both of us. God did a supernatural work in Dad's life the last 6 weeks that he lived. He was a believer, but he certainly had a rough exterior. Though he experienced a great deal of pain and discomfort, the Holy Spirit filled him with a kind, gentle, and an extremely loving nature the last 6 weeks of his cancer ordeal. In some ways, Dad's Christian testimony was much greater and effective as he was dying than the years when he was living cancer-free. God taught me a great deal through Dad's suffering and his response to the suffering.
Well, what a blessing to have Dad's, and we both have special memories today. It's a blessing to share also with you through this podcast. We are getting this off really late Friday afternoon. We debated even setting it off. We had problems with our website all morning long and up to the middle part of the afternoon, I wondered if the whole site, the whole web hosting company I used had crashed, since even their site wasn't opening. But around 2:30 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, we noticed it come back on. Hopefully, they'll give us some kind of explanation. Wouldn't it necessarily affected this podcast, by the way, but we do base it on our site. And the site today does have some photos for those of you that might be interested. There's a photo of my dad along with the stair, taken when Astaire was a baby, so probably about 15 years ago. Also a site picture of Brooksine's dad with Astaire, taken only 6 months before he died in 2000. So the picture would have been taken in 1999. He died in February 17th of 2000. Well, you have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to God, and may you be encouraged. Our website, once again, is www.dailyencouragement.net.